Welcome to The Life Now, Living After Cancer Treatment. This program contains 6 sections on issues that are important to those who've been through cancer. Section 1 is Living with After Effects, where we look at the physical effects of cancer and its treatment and what kind of records you need to keep. In Section 2, Family Communication, we talk about the experiences and challenges of integrating a cancer diagnosis and treatment that affect more than you alone. Section 3 focuses on the emotional aspects of cancer, specifically in recognising and dealing with anxiety, depression, grief and distress. Section 4 provides helpful information on getting your house in order through health directives, wills and trusts, power of attorney and financial planning. Our program will conclude with Section 5, Dealing with Uncertainty, where we discuss how people cope with the feelings of anxiety that can come after having experienced cancer. You can choose to listen to all the sections, or you can skip ahead to the one that interests you. But first, let's hear from Margaret, a cancer survivor who'll tell us more about this CD and how living through cancer can impact upon our lives.
Hello everyone. My name is Margaret and I'm a cancer survivor. If you've been treated for cancer, you probably have clear memories of the day you received your last treatment. Maybe you remember putting on a happy or a brave face as others brought out balloons or a cake to celebrate. After all, this was the end of your cancer therapy, a day that you were looking forward to for so long, right? Treatment was difficult to say the least, but now it was finally over. That moment may have filled many of us with joy. We were ready to celebrate and get on with our lives. Others of us, though, weren't quite so sure just how we were feeling. Were we happy and relieved to be finished with treatment? Or anxious and uncertain that we were now on our own? Were we feeling insecure about not seeing our healthcare team so often? Or were we ready to bolt out the door and never return? Maybe we were feeling a combination of all of these feelings. That would only be natural, since we still had questions that nobody could answer for us. What would happen to us now that our treatments are over? Will we be able to keep the cancer from coming back? What does life after cancer look like?
In this CD, we'll talk about a number of important issues that are specific to your life once treatment ends. While support and resources are available to help people who are being treated for cancer or going through the side effects of these treatments, there's often less attention focused on helping people to integrate their experience of cancer diagnosis and treatment into their longer-term lives. But the reality is that we simply don't change from being a sick patient one day to being a well survivor the next. Many people feel that living after cancer treatment is a day-to-day, ongoing process that begins with diagnosis and continues through the rest of their life. The people on your healthcare team, your doctors, nurses, social workers and mental health professionals are some of your best allies in addressing your physical and emotional needs. And you may find that you do need some help. After all, living after cancer does not look or feel the same for each of us. Here are some examples of how different our needs might be. Some parts of your cancer experience may extend for months, years, and even decades. Some people with cancer continue on maintenance therapy, which is similar to long-term treatments for other chronic diseases, like diabetes and heart disease. Other people may live for many years with metastatic cancer, while others will never experience their cancer again. Some people may experience a recurrence of their original cancer, or they may be diagnosed with a second malignancy. Others may discover that their cancer treatments have damaged parts of their bodies, such as their heart, lungs, or kidneys. Some people recover from the effects of treatments with little difficulty and feel almost normal within a few short months. Other people take much more time to recover physically from the effects of treatment. And finally, while many people will recover physically, they may still have difficulty recovering from the emotional or social traumas that can result from cancer and cancer treatment. These challenges can be more difficult to deal with than the medical problems. Linda is an oncology social worker who's worked with many people diagnosed with cancer.
Living after cancer is more complicated than simply being sick or well, having cancer, or being cancer-free. Instead, it's a continual process of survival that's constantly changing. There may be times when the joy you feel about having got through diagnosis and treatment far outweighs any anxieties you may have. Then, there may be times when your fears and uncertainties seem to take over your life and you wonder if you'll ever feel normal again. These changes might involve family and friends who are trying to adjust to your experiences after cancer, but often don't or can't understand what you're feeling. On the positive side, many people find themselves re-evaluating their lives and changing their priorities. They may experience a new zest and appreciation for life and try to make sense out of painful experiences. Many people have done this by getting involved in volunteer work and cancer advocacy in their communities and by helping other people affected by cancer.